Evening, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net, pardon me. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bill Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneana checking in by Echolink, and there are two others on the queue behind me, Kevin and Bill.
All right, very good, Matt. We'll wait for them and we'll let them check in also.
All right, this is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, and yes, Bill will be right up behind me.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, good evening. KA3TFB in Franklin Park Borough, Bill here. And there appears to be another guy right after me on signed on the Echolink. This is KA3TFB, back to net control, over.
K2KLB, Kilo 2 Kilo, Lincoln Bravo, hello from Buffalo, New York, just listening in.
Okay, I've got Kilo 2 Kilo, Lima Bravo, I believe I've got it correctly. If not, come back and let me know what it is. Okay, we've got a Buffalo station, K2KLB, I believe, KA3TFB, building down in Pennsylvania in Warrendale, and we got KD2FPM, Kevin, down in Oneonta, and also Matt, KD2GWC. Matt, we'll start with you. How things your way? I hope everything was pretty good with the weather today.
This is KD2JWC. Good evening, Bob. Everyone in the North Country, everyone listening. Not too bad of a day today. Currently showing 18 degrees. Had a pretty decent day. Just kind of waiting for some more paperwork and stuff to come in from my incident the other day. So hopefully we can get some stuff going here and get some stuff straightened out so I can get the house back to normal, which would be kind of nice. I'm not so huge when stuff's out of disarray. One of those sometimes obsessive about that. Not fully obsessive compulsive. Kevin will laugh at that one, but it's nice when everything's up and working and the way it should be, at least. But not too much going on my end, so I won't tie the repeater down for too long. Say 7-3 to everyone. And this is KD2JABC, back to net control.
Okay, Matt, very good. Yeah. I have days like that myself, just kind of put everything in order and try to sort out the loose ends on it. Okay, we'll move along to KD2FPM. Kevin, I hope your day was as good as mine was.
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone that's assembled here in the group. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I also have 18 degrees, had a high of 25 a little bit earlier, and got 0.2 inches of snow. So that was kind of an exciting thing to wake up to. I was like, wow, okay. Next week I'm hearing rumors that we may see temperatures, I want to say probably about this time, we might see them pushing near the 70-degree mark. Probably I'm going to stay in the Hudson Valley mostly. The rest of us will be upper 50s to mid-60s. So it'll feel definitely spring-like, and then unfortunately I think our bubble's going to get burst as another storm front comes through and kind of kicks us back to a little more of reality. So we'll see what happens. It's a continuous roller coaster. So eBay is a dirty little secret that I've gotten into, and I found a television antenna rated for 150 miles for a little over 20 clams. So it's currently being shipped to me, and I'm going to swap out my old antenna and make some modifications, and I'm currently working that with KD2JWC. So between the television and ham and everything else, we're going to get everything up and ramped up and running better than ever. So with that, I will say 7-3. I'll stand by and listen. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, I was talking to a man on DTAP this morning, and he was saying basically the same thing you were talking about with the weather changing and getting warmer and so on. And well, I'll tell you what, I think it's creating havoc with a lot of people catching colds with the temperature up and down, but I'll tell you what, I'll welcome anytime anything above 40 and increasing as the days move along. All right, very good. You have a good evening, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, we'll touch base with Bill, KA3TFB. Bill, how are things down in Warrendale?
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, KA3TF and a B. Well, it's 28 degrees, and it's snowing. The snow is very, very moist. In fact, when you look at it through a light, you can see it glistens like broken mirrors. Kevin James is right. We are predicting here in the Pittsburgh area somewhere in the mid-70s next week. That might be too hot for me. I might have to come up to New York and just settle into a snowdrift. Mr. Kevin James, sounds like you're going to have an antenna farm. Mass production there of antennas. Well, I don't know if they consider that a farm, but you don't want to get too crazy on this. One antenna that fits all, like the glove, fits all sizes. Ha, 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 ha. Anyhow, good hearing from everybody here. They're taking our break now. We're on a final leg here, on the final stretch here before we call it an evening here in the school system. What a difference it is today to be in the school system from when I was younger. The difference between day and night. Back to net control. Tip my hat to everybody up there in the Empire State. Best wishes to everyone in what they're doing. May they be successful. KA3TFB, back to net control, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, anytime you want to come up this way, feel free to do it. Bring that warm weather with you. We can always make good use of that sunshine. Well, I hope your days are warmer anyway. It looks like we're going to get some warm weather coming. All right, you have a good evening, and thank you for checking in also. Yeah, we have the Buffalo station, K2KLB, I believe. How are things out your way? And you might give us a name with that.
Hello, this is K2KLB. The name here is Dean. We're down in Florida, Tampa Bay area, for a funeral. On the way back, we got delayed. They wouldn't even let us leave the Tampa Bay area because everything was iced in up here. There was no way we would even, plane would even get to land, so we had to spend another 24 hours when we finally did get in here. We were still iced in the parking lots, and so, you know, the doors are frozen, the trunk is frozen, and you tread a fine line. You know, like, how hard do you pull on that door handle? How much do you trust it before you'll break it? And if you don't pull hard enough, you're standing out there with your luggage and you can't get into your car. Eventually I got in. We got home. Things are starting to de-ice now. But we get an ice storm up here, It really throws a monkey wrench into the whole mess. Other than that, everything is fine now. Pleasure listening to you, gentlemen. And we are also supposed to get into the upper 60s starting next week. So that'll be the end of the ice and everything else that's around here. 73s to everybody listening in. K2KLB.
Okay, very good, Dave. Well, sorry to hear you had problems getting into the vehicle. I can understand that with an ice storm. Not a pleasant experience. I was looking on TV with the weather report. It had to be a couple of weeks ago anyway, and the guys were talking about someone that had parked near the shoreline. I don't know if they were fishing or whatever. With that car, I guess between the wind and the spray, was massive. I really mean massive ice cover. There was no way you'd get in that vehicle with a ice pick. It was that bad. So yeah, I can understand where you wouldn't trust the door locks getting in. They're fairly fragile as it is. You know, everything basically today with it. Vehicles, even the trucks, are all plastic, and you don't have a whole lot of leverage or security with it. Well, Dean, thank you for checking in. I hope you get to rest up a little bit and at least get warmed up and take advantage of the weather coming in. Maybe we'll have a couple days that'll treat us pretty decent. Okay, with that, this is M5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests, or any check-ins.
N2BFF, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got KC2WI, Pete, N2BFM, George. Hello to both of you. Thank you for checking in. And George, what's going on up your way?
Okay, Bob, Pete, and everybody else on the net, Evan James, and the guy there from Buffalo and all, too, and the guy from Warrendale. We got a temperature of 10 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 10 to 23. And we got, it was kind of cold this morning, that's for sure, and it's going to be even colder this coming morning. Well, just got to be outdone. The saga of that white van continued on again today. I went in to get the tires rotated and we're front and the back on the front because the fronts were wearing faster than the rear ones. And it turned out that one of the wires was pinched inside the transmission pan. So pull that thing out, and guess what? A whole part of that wire had been pushed in there underneath. It had actually been pinched not only there, but also pinched inside the tranny oil filter as well. And the tranny pan was badly discolored. So we cleaned everything out in there, I had a bunch of fluid with me in the filter, so we put that whole thing in. analyzing, already went up a half a mile to a mile per gallon already, and it's back to shifting normally instead of like you know when it's shifting. Now it's shifting, so unless you look at the tachometer, you don't really know that it was shifting. Well, they say I could have easily blown the transmission, so what can we say? Continuing saga of the light vehicle. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s. The new heating system is working fine. And to PSM clear.
Okay, George, all I can say is you get a lot of heart with that vehicle. You bet. A passel of problems with that. It's really gone over years now. You know, it's extended for a long time. Well, maybe they get that squared away now, so at least you get better mileage and it shifts the way it's supposed to. Okay, you have a good evening. We're going to make another call, see if anyone else is here to join us right after we get with Pete. KC2WY. Pete, how's everything by you?
KC2WY. Well, not too bad here. I'm going through and redoing some email address stuff, and I guess this is where I need to go as to what I want to do right now. I've got some temporary email addresses that I've been using for a very long time. No throwaways. And they're starting to get slightly cluttered with crap. And then I've got a couple of some that were not really throwaways that should never have been compromised but were. And I'm going to be changing phone time. I was going to do my own digital phone, my own voice phone. I've been going to do that for 2 years, and I just about said, "Okay, I'm going to do this," and settled on what I was going to use. And I got a phone call from Time Warner. And, you know, it's a sales call, and I said right off, well, I'm not interested in TV. I'm not interested in it. It's, you know, oh, no, we got the deal is we'll give you a digital phone for $10 a month for a year. I said, yeah, and how much are the taxes and fees? And they looked it up, and they said, well, it's about $2. And I thought, well, that's probably about what I'm going to spend on my, you know, my own digital phone. Actually, probably it's more because I'm going to spend a one-time price and then, you know, it will be less in the long run. But it's something I would have to do. You know, I had to get the thing and figure it, this, that, and the other thing. And I thought, you know, what the heck, $10 a month, more or less plug and play. They said we can schedule an installer. I don't want to schedule, just send me the box, you know. And I actually already got it, but they don't start billing me until I hook it up. So I thought, well, what the heck, that's pretty cheap, it's plug and play, I don't have to do any configuration. Which in a way I should do just because it's another thing to experience, but it seems straightforward. You know, transfer the number, the whole bit. I'm going to totally get rid of my Frontier account, which means that the email boxes that I'm using at Frontier, I'm going to get rid of. They're a pain in the you-know-what. I have my Outlook checking three different email accounts. And two of them are at Frontier, and one of them is at, you know, Roadrunner. And the Frontier one hangs. You know, know, I'll get the pop-up box, enter your network, you know, username and password. It's always on the Frontier account. It's never on, basically on the Roadrunner. So I've had it. I'm going to just totally get rid of them and save about $60 a month, I think it is. And so now I got to change addresses. And what I've done with my temporary addresses and my custom addresses for people is basically they get forwarded from a domain that I own to the real post office, their real mailbox. And that obscures them, you know, it protects my master account, so to speak, and it allows me to change those if they get compromised. And what I found here is that, actually I have about three different ones, but what I found is, what's going on is, I'm getting a lot of spam at the email address I use for PayPal and the email address I use for eBay, because when you pay somebody, or when you buy something on eBay and you pay them with PayPal, those are two different addresses that I use. Well, whoever you bought whatever from has got those addresses, and some of them are not, you know, are not really very conscientious, and of course they sell all kinds of crap, and it's being sent to my eBay address. So I fixed that by changing by making a new address and going into my eBay account and, you know, changing it and delete, and after a little bit to make sure I'm not missing any straggler email from eBay, the old one will get deleted, and I just come do the same thing with PayPal. And I have lots of other things that are using some of these temporary addresses or other ones that I'm just going to get rid of and get back to having virtually zero spam. And that is really so nice. I don't get much, so what I do get is really annoying because I notice it. Anyway, so that's, I'm starting that project now. And it's, you know, I got to be careful and keep track of what I do. Otherwise, before you know it, I won't be getting email from some place I need to get it from, you know, or it'll be bouncing, or I'll have some website or something that I get into fairly rarely. I'll try to get in there. I won't remember the password or something. I'll say, you know, it'll send me the recovery information to an email address which no longer exists. You know. Anyway, that's the project here tonight, or at least some of it, and it's going to be an ongoing thing. So, went out this afternoon for a couple hours, did a little snowshoeing around the Otter Creek Horse Trail. Not much snow, but hard as a rock. A lot of the places, the main value of the snowshoes was the fact that they got a cleat on the bottom, so that, you know, on a hill. And the Twin Ponds, Twin Ponds, and it's a lot of bushwhacking. And the Twin Ponds, those little swampy ponds, they're both frozen hard as a rock, so it's really great walking around. And we've got a few more days of that, and then I guess things are going to really, really melt here. I see 57 or something that says on 44 on Monday and 57 on Tuesday. So, you know, even if it gets cold again, all the snow will be gone, and the ice will really start getting soft, too. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like an arduous task just to get the email and everything taken care of. I hope it goes well. And as for the weather, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready for warm. I'm ready for green. And get out in the sun and maybe get a few things done outside. Anytime it starts warming up, you get this hope that you can get out and do things. Okay, well with that, you have a good evening. Thank you for checking in. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KA2007, I'm just in and out.
KA2ZNZ, Jack. How have you been? Haven't heard you in a while.
Well, you know, I hear you check in though occasionally there. I don't know, 1-7 I really appreciate. But, yeah, we've been around. Just quickly, high today is 28. Low this morning is 9. And right now it's 20 degrees. But we had a day of sunshine all day long. So it didn't feel as bad as it was, I guess.
Okay, Jack, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed the sun and the warmth today. It did gradually warm up. I know it was, I think it was around 2 or 3 degrees this morning here. And then it gradually warmed up and got where you could tolerate it outside. Wouldn't be too bad to get out in there. All right, well, you have a good evening, and I'll probably touch base with you or get on the other one, check in on that one a little while. All right, 73, and thanks again. This is N5AOW. Are there any additional check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? None. I'll now close the Black River Valley service test. Return to repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in this evening. We have Jack, Pete, George, Dean out in Buffalo, Bill down in Pennsylvania, Kevin and Matt down in Oneonta. 73 to everyone. Have a fine evening and an excellent day tomorrow. This is N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I will also be clearing through the EchoLink system from this repeater. Currently checking out some information on Quadratech and J.C. Whitney for diamond plate corners for my Jeep, so that should be interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll hopefully catch everyone for Octen. I know I'll be on my repeater down here, and hopefully, again, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. So until then, 73 KD2 FPM is clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will also be logging out through EchoLink off the repeater. Thank you, everyone. 7-3. Catch everyone tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
By the OW, we're very much appreciated. Thank you. We will be